Hi. Day 8 or is it 9 of Streams of Consciousness with your soul sister Warola. I'm sitting in my car on the street. I want to drop my kids off in school, even though it's a Saturday. And the last thing I really want to be doing on a Saturday morning. But anyway, I was trying to decide whether to get back to where I'm going before recording or I should do it now, but I figured I can do it right away so I don't forget and then get into trouble. Somebody just drove past me and he reminded me of the gentleman, the MD of, is it PZ, who came to the children's school during the week for career day. And all the talk was a bit amusing to me because I felt while he was talking to the kids about choosing a career path and be willing to make mistakes, knowing that certain jobs are not even going to exist by the time they're done with university, so they need to be, you know, forward thinking and be more about problem solving than just having a label of a particular job title, I found it a tad amusing. And maybe because it applies to me to an extent that even we parents that were sitting there in the audience, some of us still haven't figured out really what we do or what we want to do. When my daughter wanted to pick a course for uni, she defaulted to animal care. But in the scheme of things, yes, she loves animals, but she doesn't want to do vet medicine. So animal care was that. Look, yes, you can do animal care, but what are the chances of it being able to pay your bill? So it's something you can still do on the side as something you love to do. Choose something else that may be your main job, but who knows, depending on how you work around your passion and the other thing you love to do, which is human behavior, study of human behavior, you know, you can do both together. Anyway, when she was trying to figure that out, okay, I remember what I was trying to say now. I let her know that there's no choice now that is permanent or etched in stone. For as long as what she has chosen at the beginning now makes sense and is something she desires to do and is something she believes she can go into and serve, then that's fine. But number one, you can't see the future. And number two, just like we adults, you know, some 35-year-old adults, they're still trying to figure out what career path is ideal for them. Yes, they are working, they are making money, some are even making good money, but the work is just about the money. It's not really about them serving in the best of their abilities, much less even being fulfilled. So I'm assuming it's mostly adults that listen to this. So what am I actually getting at? What I am getting at is that some of us are lucky and we've had careers we loved. Some of us are stuck in careers we really love to change, but we are too afraid to change. Some of us have had, you know, several years of, you know, doing one thing, then moving to something else, and we find it exciting. I think we shouldn't beat ourselves up if some things are confusing. The thing is to keep moving forward no matter what it is. And if you are in a job you hate, you owe it to yourself to figure out what would make more sense outside of that job for you to do, aside it just paying your bills, because when you do a job you hate, you're actually selling yourself short and kind of cutting down on your lifespan because you spend most of your life in that space of work. And it is fine to change your mind, you know, but you, of course, you have to be wise about it. When you're deciding, you have to be wise. Lay out all the cards as much as you can. And when you want to change your mind, let it be for a reason that makes sense to you, not just on a whim. So, yeah, if our kids find it a bit challenging to make up their minds, I think we need to also look back and see whether let's look at how to help them navigate and know that nothing is fixed 1000%. The age of working for 60 years in one job and then retiring to a gold wristwatch is over, really. It won't exist to a large extent in another maybe 20 years. So things have changed. Yeah, things have changed. And we are kind of caught smack in the middle. The older people are ignorant of it, quote unquote, and the younger people are right, you know, at the beginning of it totally taking over, and we in the middle of the two are kind of drawn in between and being so perplexed we don't know what to do. So I'm going to stop talking because this has been a ramble, really. Thank you for listening.